Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. I gotta test the mic like an old school rapper, you know what I'm talking about? Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Y'all see what the heading is? Old school versus new school. Why older rappers are selling out tours while younger rappers struggle. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Listen, I was going to take some time off, but when I saw this headline, I said, no, 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 Mutombo finger. Listen, The Best of Me, my new single featuring the homie Jess K, is out now. It's the first single off my new EP, One and Done. We're going to talk about that a little bit more once we get into the show. So without further ado, I bring to you Season 4, Episode 74 of Yo Show. Listen, if you don't know how to do nothing else, learn how to monetize yourself, especially if you're creating content online. Let's go.
Esquire DJ. DJ Zeno. They don't let us in, big homie. I'm ready. I know you're ready. Okay.
Surround yourself with people that's just as hungry and eager to learn, eager to succeed as you are. And don't let nobody talk you out of your vision because they can't see it. I think that's the biggest mistake I ever made because, you know, we all have visions. Each and every last one of us. Every human being on earth has a purpose and has a vision or something that they can contribute. It comes to us first by way of a vision. Mm-hmm. Something that you see in your mind, an idea that you have, nobody else had it, it's yours. And the first thing we usually do is go to our peers and go to the people around us and tell them of our vision. And because they don't have the same vision or they don't believe that they could achieve properly execute this vision, first thing they say, no, man, you can't do that. What you won't do that for, man? Ain't nobody did. And the first thing we do is like, damn, that might be a dumb idea. Let me just. And then a year later, you'll see another motherfucker. You just done got shot through the roof doing the exact same thing that you just said.
If you listen to T.I. just then, my question to you, do you think T.I. was lying or was he telling the truth? You're now tuned in to the most innovative and the most creative show on the planet. It's called The B-Side, goddammit. And I am your man, Casino Roulette, the host, the creator, and the innovator of this thing right here we call The B-Side. Now listen, if you listen to what T.I. said, that was some game. I mean, it's self-explanatory. If you are a creator like myself, you've had visions, you've had dreams, you've had thoughts that nobody else have had. But time went by, and being a creator, a lot of our thoughts, ideas, and dreams we may not always act on. But when we don't act on them, tell me, am I lying or was T.I. lying when he said, when you don't act on it, you see somebody else pop up, go straight through the roof with that same idea, thought, or dream that you had, but you didn't act on. See, that's the reason why, you know, I know y'all see me online doing all types of shit. I'm talking about music, movie, content creating, doing shit for commercials, for companies, and all types of shit, right? And the reason why I do that is because I've already had the thought, the idea, or the vision, or the dream to do what I do. And when I get that thought, vision, idea, or dream to do it, I take off and run with it. Because I don't want to have no would've, could've, should've, but didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been the type of person to not do what I set out to do. I'm talking about it might take some time, but if I set out to do it, I'm going to accomplish it. I understand why 50 came out saying get rich or die trying. I understand why Will Smith said if I'm on a machine and you on a machine beside me and we racing, I'm going to continue to race until I can't race no more. I would die on that machine before I let you beat me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's been my mentality all the way through. So saying that to say, if you got a thought, an idea, a vision, or a dream, don't sleep on it. Get to work on it, because somebody might come up with it, and then you're going to be sitting back with the woulda, coulda, shoulda. So saying that to say, this is why the show was created. And in the process of creating this show, I was thinking, I was like, what can I do to keep it going? What can I do to keep it fresh? And I realized that all I got to do is be me. All I got to do is do me. Because in the process of that, there's nobody else like me. And nobody can compete with me. So that's why I do what I do. For the fact of, I know I have confidence and I have full authority to do it. So I do it. Now, with that being said, a lot of people might say, you know, and this is primarily in hip hop music. A lot of people might say that, oh man, by the time you get to age such and such, such and such, you need to let it go. Most people don't even do it. Well, with that being said, I saw this article. I was going to take tonight off, but when I saw this article, I said, nah, I got to bring it to y'all. And it is what it is. It's talking about what we've been seeing, you know, in the headlines. Since we've celebrated hip hop turning 50, it has been a changing of the guards, they say. You know what I mean? Like, it was already becoming that way leading up to the birthday, you know, the anniversary date, or however you call it, of hip hop. It was already transitioning. But after that, they say it just flipped completely. And what I'm talking about is old school versus the new school. New school versus the old school. If you like me, you can remember back during the pandemic. You know, the young cats had a run. I'm talking about took off just like, you know, you remember the old Nintendo when you step on that pad and you running against the machine. You know, you step on that thing and you take off. You know what I mean? And you start running real fast. But eventually you get tired and that machine come up and beat you, right? For the fact of you didn't pace yourself. You just got on the pad and just took off. And that's just like being on track. That's just like being with anything, you know what I mean? Like competitive. If you don't pace yourself, you're going to lose. You know, like, I know you heard the old story of the tortoise and the hare. You know what I mean? Like, the hare just took off and the turtle was just going real slow. Just going real slow. But eventually, the turtle got to the finish line. And the rabbit was dead tired when it got there. So that means that the rabbit lost to the turtle. Slow with a pace, always finish the race. So with that being said, I wanted to bring this article to y'all and chop it up a little bit with it. Now look, you've seen it in the beginning. I'm going to read it to y'all again. Old school versus new school. Why older rappers are selling out tours while younger rappers struggle. Now listen, I already got it right there in the polls. What type do you prefer? Do you prefer old school or do you prefer new school? Now listen, the changing of the guards is not just happening in hip hop. It's also happening in R&B. You can listen to the radio right now and you can hear not young music, you know what I mean, ticket sales, but you can hear older seasoned artists ticket sales, such as the Mary J. Blige. I even heard, you know what I mean, and not saying that Mary is an older artist, but she's a seasoned artist. That means that she got a catalog that stood the test of time. But saying that to say, I even hear people like Glenn Jones. I hear people like Methrone. Shout out to the homie Methrone for coming to the show. You know what I'm talking about? But saying that to say, I hear all types of people, you know, from my era being on the radio, going on tour, and selling out across the country. Now, I brought this article because we focus on hip-hop right here. And I want to talk about this because the younger artists once upon a time were saying, yeah, y'all old dusty, crusty, musty artists need to get out the way. We young, we fly, we flashy, and we making money. Well, they said it before, and I say it again, a change going to come. And this is what we're talking about right now. Now, check this out with what I saw. In the ever-evolving world of hip-hop, the dynamics of success has taken an intriguing twist in recent years. It's a tale of two generations, the seasoned veterans who pioneered the genre and the fresh-faced newcomers eager to make their mark. But surprisingly, the older rappers dominate the stage, sell out tours, and command attention of hip-hop enthusiasts worldwide, while many of the younger counterparts struggle to find a footing today. Now, there's no denying that hip-hop always celebrated its pioneers. The likes of Jay-Z, Nas, and Eminem have been instrumental in shaping the genre and their legacies, and they all continue to strive today. Now, old and new fans are flocking to arenas just to get a glimpse of these living legends. In action, they say. The question is, though, what is it about these seasoned performers that keep them in such high demand? Well, we got a list right here. And it's just four things that keeps them in demand. But check out these four things, y'all. First and foremost, it's a time-testing catalog. I'm talking about one of the key factors of contributing to the success of older artists today, rappers that is their extensive and diverse discographies. Years of experience have allowed them to create an arsenal of timeless classics, ensuring that their concerts are packed with hits that resonate with multiple generations of fans. Two, seasoned stage presence. Seasoned performers like Jay-Z and Nas have honed their stagecraft over decades. Their performances are a masterclass in crowd engagement, showmanship, and lyrical prowess. Now, this level of expertise can only come from years of living with experience. They also come with an established fan base. You see, older rappers have built a loyal and dedicated fan base over the years. These fans continue to support their favorite artists, attending concerts and purchasing merchandise online, helping to sustain their careers well into their 40s, 50s, and some approaching their 60s. The fourth factor is the nostalgia factor. Now, hip-hop fans have often cherished nostalgia of the genre's golden era, seeing that the icons of yesteryears perform live evokes a sense of nostalgia that many find irresistible themselves, making them eager to relive their youth through their concerts and their experience. Now, on the flip side, though, younger rappers has faced several challenges when it comes to selling out tours, and the reason for that, it's four key factors, they say. Number one is oversaturation. The hip-hop landscape is flooded with new talent, making it harder for emerging artists to stand out. The sheer volume of newcomers often dilute the attention of fans that could propel them to tour success. Number two is their lack of catalog depth. Now, many young rappers have few discographies that older counterparts have. This can make it challenging to fill a concert with enough hit songs to satisfy an audience, leading to shorter and less compelling performances. Number three is their inexperience. While younger rappers may have raw talent, check it, they often lack the stage presence and live performance skills that come with years of practice. Captivating an audience requires more than just a good flow. It demands charisma and an outstanding and understanding part of how to work a crowd. Number four is an evolving fan base. You see, the fan base of younger rappers is generally younger and more fickle. Trends change rapidly in the world of hip hop, and maintaining a dedicated following can be challenging when your audience is consistently seeking the next big thing. See, that's the thing about hip hop, and that's the thing about the younger consumers of hip hop. They fickle. They like what the world like, and when the world stop liking it, they stop liking it too. But see, over a period of time, if you had an artist that you like, you don't grew with your artist. I mean, if you liked them when you was in your 20s, let's just say you was a Jay-Z fan, then you in your 50s, so you can relate to the shit Jay-Z saying. You can't relate to the shit that's coming out nowadays. Some of it you can't because of the energy, the bounce, the feel, you know. But when it comes to actually, you know, listening and soaking up the words of the artist, can you actually relate to everything that they are saying when it comes to the new artist? No. This is why people like Usher's shows are packed and he doing the Super Bowl. For the fact of, he has proven that he can command the stage. He has proven that he deserves to be on the big stage. You see what I'm saying? See, it takes a lot to get in that spot. And if you haven't proven through the test of time that you deserve to be where you at, please believe you will be dethroned very soon. Because these new fans just don't understand what it takes to do what we do. Because they feel like anybody and everybody can do it. That's why this internet has changed the dynamic of music. That's why software, you know, home studios has changed the way artists record. Because if it's so easy to walk into a bedroom studio and lay down a sound that's competitive with your favorite artist, then hell, you feel like you can do it too. You feel me? But one thing for sure, two things for certain. This is not for everybody. This game is not for the weak. You will take a lot of bullshit before you get to some good shit. I mean, you'll hear 1,000 no's before you get one yes. I'm talking about me personally. I've been doing this shit damn near all my life. I can't remember wanting to do anything else. So saying that to say, this hip-hop thing is for life. So younger artists has to understand that if this is what you do, because most of them said themselves, they only in it for the money. And if you only in it for a quick lick, then I promise you, you're going to burn out real fast. But if you in it, I mean, and like the saying say, it's got to be in you and not on you. You understand what I'm saying? So if you in it and it's in you, then you're going to grow old doing this. I'm talking about you may not even have the amount of people at your show that you once had. You may not have the amount of followers or fans or supporters that you once had. But it's just something in you that makes you want to keep doing it, and you just do it like a Nike shoe. You understand what I'm saying? And once you fall into it like that and you just start doing it just because, then that's when it's not about the money. It's about the love. And once you start doing it for the love, then the money gonna come. Because if you chase it, it's gonna run from you. That's the thing about chasing anything. Anything that you chase that got legs, it's gonna run away from you. If it got a mind, you know what I mean? Or if it's attracted to you, it's gonna come to you. Great minds think alike, right? So you got to be on the same path, the same frequency, the same flow of energy in order to get to where you're trying to go. So youngsters, take your time, hone your craft, perfect your showmanship, because that's what it's about when it comes to moving a crowd. Because that's what MC stands for. Move the crowd. Master of ceremony. We're not just rappers. You understand what I'm saying? We got a job to do, and we got to do it. Whether we like it or not, you understand what I'm saying? When it comes down to the fans, whether we like it or not, we got to give them what they want. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what this show is all about. You understand? We are right here on the B-side, hip hop. You feel me? We are hip hop. Whether you believe it, whether you see it, or whether you don't. That's what this is all about. The beauty of believing in yourself. Hip hop gave us a voice. So use your voice the right way. Attract the right people. Do the right thing. Say the right words. And I guarantee the followers, the fans, the supporters gonna come. You feel me? I'm your man, Casino Roulette. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna fold you. When I saw what I saw, I had to bring it to y'all. Now I'm in and out like a robbery. I'll be back this Thursday, though. Without y'all, there is no me. CA dollar sign, always on my grind. I'm out of here, y'all. I'll be back this Thursday, though. Don't. Not tap in.
A lot of times you can misinterpret that as arrogance. If someone doesn't engage you in the way that you believe they should, then yeah. He was like, he's arrogant. He's act like he's above. No, I just don't want to argue with you about stupid